This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kicked. They were down 41-18 in the fourth quarter. But they scored to make it 41-24. They recovered an onside kick, scored again. And now the score is 41-31, and they've got three timeouts left, and they're using them on defense, and they get the ball back. Now, what happened then is down 10, and we've all watched football, right? I mean, only an absolute non-competitor would ever think about pulling the starters down 10 with a minute and a half to go in the game, especially when you've run off multiple scores in multiple possessions and already recovered one onside kick. Well, Chris Godwin caught a 3rd-and-17 pass for a first down. And this is about with a minute to go. And he dislocated his ankle on the play. Actually, I think Roquan Smith, that was kind of a hip drop tackle. I would imagine he's going to get fined for that. And, you know, he had to get carted off the field. And so, you know, Todd Bowles faced some questions in the postgame press conference, and from this one reporter, and I don't know who it is in particular, who is questioning Bowles on why Godwin was in the game. Here's how that exchange went.
Coach, you're down 10. You don't have any timeouts. It's under a minute. You would need a score, an onside kick, another score. Why is Chris Godwin in the game at that point?
He's a player. We're trying to win the ball game. I mean, we were still down 10. We're trying to get extra points and kick another onside kick. It just happened. But Mike going down, we didn't have that many receivers left as it was, so we play what we got.
Isn't that even more, perhaps, important to preserve Chris for the Falcons and Mike's possibly not going to play?
Well, you can say that because he got hurt. We don't second guess. We got our guys. We're playing everybody we got. It's unfortunate he got hurt. We feel bad about that. But he's a football player, and he wanted to be in the game, just like Baker and everybody else wanted to be in the game.
Don't you have an obligation to protect your players from themselves?
I do protect my players all the time. That has nothing to do with why we left them in the ball game. We still have a shot to score some points and win the ball game. It happened. It happens in football.
Oh, my God. I give Todd Bowles credit for not losing his you-know-what with this questioning from somebody who clearly hasn't watched a lot of football and doesn't really have any sort of competitive gene. I mean, are you kidding me? You've just run off 13 points. You got the ball back. You're down 10. We've seen much crazier stuff happen in the NFL. You got to get in field goal range, you got to kick the field goal, and then you got to try to recover another onside kick. Are the odds in your favor? Of course not. It's a long shot. But you know what is zero shot? Is pulling your starters and handing the ball off to a running back and running the clock out, which is essentially what this guy was suggesting. Godwin was, at that point, the only healthy receiver because Mike Evans had injured his hamstring earlier. Isn't that a better reason to preserve him for the Atlanta game? No. If it was a better reason, then he should have pulled his starters much earlier in the fourth quarter. If he had done that, down 41-18, you know, early in the fourth quarter, that would have made more sense. Okay? And there's probably an argument there, down 23, getting your ass kicked early in the fourth quarter, 11 minutes to go in the game. Yeah, this one is going to be awfully tough. We're going to pull, you know, the starters and rest the starters at that point. That's a different conversation than down 10. You've scored 13 straight. You've already recovered one onside kick. I mean, I understand probability. Okay, one thing I don't struggle with is odds probability. It's not highly probable that you're going to win the game because you have to recover another onside kick. But here's what I do understand. There's 0% chance if you tap out. What's interesting about this is that in the playoff game last year against Detroit, Todd Bowles tapped out of a playoff game. Now, I don't think he did it intentionally. He's just not very good and hasn't been very good as sort of a clock management coach. But remember the end of that Detroit playoff game? They were down 8-31-23, and Detroit starts to kneel out the game, and they kneeled too early. They kneeled with like 30 seconds left on the play clock on third down, and Bowles still had a timeout left. And he didn't call it, and the clock ran out. Well, you have to call it there. Detroit just bungled the last minute by taking knees too quickly, and you have a chance to force a punt, and you're down 8, and a touchdown and a two-point conversion would tie up the playoff game. So he's not great at this, but this particular situation, you cannot... You know, once you've gotten it to 10, then decide you're going to tap out. Now, I would have actually asked, I think, a more applicable question and not tried to lecture a head coach on competing and trying to win a game. We've seen crazier things happen than being down 10 with a minute and a half to go and coming back to tie the game or win the game. We've seen that before as football fans, clearly. The question I would have had was, once they got into field goal range on their final drive, if you were watching the game, they got to the Baltimore 43 with about 30 seconds to go, 25 seconds to go. I guess Chase McLaughlin can't kick one from 60 or 61, although I think he can. I think he's got a big leg. I know that there was some wind last night. They may have been going into the wind. I would have asked him, did you think about kicking the field goal from 60 yards with 20-something seconds left? And if not, why? That, you know, because they still had a chance to win the game. This guy clearly didn't understand that. I would not have been as patient with somebody like that as Todd Bowles was. The big story of the night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.